From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. On the heels of a late snowfall devastating much of the Kansas winter wheat crop, the Department of Agriculture is projecting a 25% drop in U.S. production from a year ago. Released by the National Ag Statistics Service, the report forecast winter wheat production at 1.25 billion bushels, down from 1.67 billion in the previous harvest, with an average yield of 48.8 bushels per acre. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke took a tour of two contentious national monuments this week after being tasked with examining uses of the Antiquities Act that allows presidents to create national monuments from federal lands to protect significant natural, cultural, or scientific features. The Interior Department is looking at recent designations that topped 100,000 acres. Two such monuments in Utah are the Bear's Ears, a 1.3 million acre designation by President Obama, and Grand Staircase Escalante, 1.7 million acres under President Clinton. Zinke wonders if monument designation is the right way to go, while livestock producers point to lost grazing. The Senate Wednesday unexpectedly rejected a resolution calling for the repeal of an Obama administration rule restricting methane venting and flaring on public and tribal lands. Three Republicans, John McCain of Arizona, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Maine's Susan Collins, joined every Democrat in voting against the resolution, which failed in a 51-49 vote. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.